Tape script 12.5. Great events of the 20th century. Pam.
For me, one of the most special moments of the 20th century was the end of apartheid in South Africa, which I watched as much as possible on television. And I have a marvellous image in my mind of the morning Nelson Mandela was released and he walked, as it were, to freedom with Winnie by his side, and there were crowds of wonderfully excited people. It was a very moving moment.
David.
I think the collapse of the Berlin Wall was one of the seminal events of the 20th century. It led to an astonishingly fast collapse of communism across East Europe, the Soviet Union. Well, it didn't lead to it, but it all happened very, very quickly after that. So we had a social system, a political system, which had covered large parts of the world over a period of 50 or 60 years. And then within the space of 2 or 3 years, it had gone and been sort of washed away and led to the introduction of capitalism, good or bad, but it all happened incredibly quickly. So it has to count as one of the great events, human events, as well as political events of the 20th century.
Alexa.
Well, I think that the internet has changed quite a lot of people's perspective of the world. You can have conversations, decent conversations, with people from Australia, from America, and it's quite strange. There is the thing, though, that the people you are talking to may not be the people they seem. I mean, they can lie about their age, what they look like. They can lie about their personality, try and pretend to be someone else. And it's very strange the way that I think you can talk to someone on the internet in a way that you would never dream of talking to someone to their face or on the telephone. If you met them in the street, you would not say the things you say to them on the internet to their face. And I think it somehow sort of gets rid of the values, possibly, that you hold for people that you meet, because you treat them in a totally different way, because you can't see them, you can't see how they're reacting. You just go by what they say. And that could be covering up, you know, feelings.
Penny.
Well, I think the advent of feminism in the early 60s, I'm a sort of late 50s baby, so I have really benefited from that. I found it very fascinating. I can see, obviously, it's gone too far in some ways, but for me, it's given me the right to have my own life, my own job, a career, plus being a mother. The advent of the pill was obviously a great advent as well. Which made women feel they had more control over their bodies, what they wanted to do with their bodies, and that there was a life after children.
Pam.
I think a really significant event in this century was the discovery of penicillin. I was told when my first child was born that if I hadn't had antibiotics, I would have died in childbirth, like so many women did before me.
David.
Well, the arrival of the motor car, the growth of motoring throughout the 20th century has changed people's lives. It's changed the whole way that people interact with their relatives, with their friends, with business. And really only in the last 20 years of the century has it been realised that it also brings with it enormous amounts of problems through pollution, congestion, through making people feel too reliant on motor power rather than cycling or walking or using public transport, even the balance between using the car properly and letting it take over our lives hasn't really been found yet, and that is the big problem for the 21st century.
Hillary.
It would be very easy to be flippant about it and say it was the Beatles or something like that, or Elvis. But I suspect it was probably the First World War. I know that was very quite early on in the century. But I think everybody's life was, from what I've read, not from personal experience, everybody's life was so changed by that. And the whole structure of society was so changed by that. I think that must be the main event of this century. Mm. The Second World War was dreadful and should never have happened. But life certainly was different after it than before, from what I've heard, but not so hugely different as it was before and after. Even though the First World War was only 4 years, it just revolutionised everything. Probably because things were coming to an end before it anyway. The sort of Edwardian society was rather in decay anyway and was ready for a change. But I think life in the 1920s compared with life in the 1900s was like a different century.
Barry. Well, for me personally, and don't laugh because in a way this is silly, but in a way it isn't. The greatest moment of change in the 20th century was actually Elvis Presley. I remember so well hearing Heartbreak Hotel. The first time you heard that, and then suddenly, I mean, it was more than just a pop record. It was more than just a singer, you know, a pop singer who's new and different. Suddenly it was the beginning of youth. I mean, the whole culture of youth taking over, which has gone on and on ever since. Suddenly, instead of young people being like and dressing like their mums and dads and doing what their mums and dads did and gradually drifting into their way of life, nothing very different, suddenly youth had an identity and it rebelled and challenged and said, hey, we're here, you better listen to us because we're going to do what we want for a change. Youth was nothing before Elvis, was it? I mean, our elders and betters had led us into the Second World War, had created disasters left, right and centre, had invented the atomic bomb and killed cities full of people and, society was ripe for a change. Young people said, right, now it's our turn.